Welcome to lesson 49 of the Irish Guitar Podcast. I'm Tony O'Rourke and I'm trying to teach Jerry here how to play Irish tunes on the guitar.
Hi Tony, what have we got today?
Oh, this is one of my favourite reels on either the banjo or the guitar. It's called McDermott's, sometimes Master McDermott's. It's normally played in D, but this version is in C with my capo on the second fret. Now, there are many recordings of this tune. Bobby Gardner recorded it on the Master's Choice. He is one of the most highly regarded melodeon players in Ireland and has been for a long time, regularly appearing on television and also quite often on video recordings at events such as the Flack Hill. It is also on Anton McGowan's Aaron Willia, or Matching Beats CD. Anton's a wonderful fiddle player from County Meath, and incidentally a native Irish speaker. Kevin Griffin plays a wonderful version on his Down in Doolin recording from about 1992. And of course, Owen O'Neill is playing bouzouki on that particular track, and Tommy Hayes on percussion. It's under the incorrect title of Tommy People's Reels, which also includes a version of the Redhead Lass in the set. And for those of you that have never heard Kevin Griffin, well, I can only say you're missing out on something special. He's one of my all-time favourite musicians. I've learnt, I don't know how many tunes I've picked up from recordings of Kevin. However, I always do a little bit of extra research on Kevin's tune titles. He plays quite regularly around Doolin, often with, I reckon, the best kept secret in Ireland, a fiddle player by the name of Yvonne Casey, and she is absolutely magic if you ever get a chance to hear her play. Structurally, this tune is a standard format. There are two 8-bar sections repeated. That is the common 32-bar format. The melody covers a wide range of notes, the lowest note being a low G, bearing in mind that we're playing in the key of C. So the low G, right up to the highest note being a high A on the first string. I start off with a triplet on the first note of bar one, which is a low C. Now, triplets on these thicker strings are just that little bit more difficult to play for two reasons. The thickness of the string is greater, and of course, therefore, the resistance is greater. On my guitar, the fifth string is 3.5 times thicker than the first string. That is 0.012 compared to 0.042 millimetres. So to make the triplet, your pick has to travel just that little bit further. Even though we were dealing in fractions of inches, on picked instruments, this is important. You may find that positioning your pick slightly closer towards the saddle of the bridge might make the triplet marginally easier to play. But as I've previously mentioned, triplets do not come easy and they require a lot of practice. Also, don't forget to hold the pick in such a way that you have as little of the pointed part of the pick exposed as is practical. I've included a specific scale exercise with this tune, which contains triplets at the end of each bar. You will find that practicing this exercise will help you develop your triplet playing skills. I suggest that you use this exercise as a warm-up to your regular practice.
And the booklet with the exercise, as well as the sheet music for all 18 tunes in the series, is available to download at www.irishguitarpod.com for $9.
Okay, and one other point. For the anacrusis bar, or the pickup notes at the beginning of the second part of the tune, I've notated the two notes as E and G going down to the C. You may wish to try the A and B below C instead, a sort of a micro variation. And finally, with these reels, try to focus on aspects such as note purity, accuracy of ornamentation, and a steady and strong rhythm. Do not be overly concerned with speed. Accuracy at speed is a byproduct of many years of dedicated practice and playing.
Okay, well, let's have a listen to the tune played slowly and then at normal pace, and we'll see you all next week.
And remember to keep practicing.